Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Don't Let Go special episode, The Rabbit Hole and the Climb Back. I'm Jill. So if you don't already know, Don't Let Go is basically a continuation from my book, Anxiety Mindset Diaries, where I dabbled in a long, dark journey of 3 years plus in post-traumatic stress and really severe heightened anxiety is kind of what I prefer to call it. But I felt like it's time here to speak to how easy it is to slip off the rails, how the train can slip off the track, the chain on the bicycle can slip right off, and things just suddenly change direction. It's so easy to fall. I didn't think that at one point in my life, especially for myself. I understood that some people fell easily, but I didn't think it was going to be ever easy for me to fall. I felt very strong, very grounded, very solid, for the most part, and always learning and growing. But I fell, and I fell hard, and I fought and came back. Sometimes we don't even know it's happening. A story, a belief, a fear. It starts small, just a thread. And before you know it, you're deep in the rabbit hole. That's what happened to me, and it threw me into a journey I will never forget. Not in the way you might think. Not in a conspiracy, not in some grand plot against me. Although I did go there, but in the way the mind can be pulled, twisted, and manipulated. Even sometimes with the help of yourself. And when I woke up, coming out of that dark place of heightened anxiety, I saw things even more clearly than I did before. I saw the patterns. I saw the cycles. I see things very differently, and I saw them pretty clear before. I didn't just begin to see the illusion that had controlled me. I saw how the world is being pulled in similar ways. I saw how my clients were pulled in those ways. I saw how the world in so many times, and one of those times is now, is being pulled in similar ways. And not by one thing, but by many. Not always on purpose, but because patterns make it easy. And that's what we're talking about today. How we fall, how we wake up, and what it takes to climb out. Let me take you back to when PTSD took over my mind. I really hate saying that. It's a hard thing for me to swallow. I'm telling you right now, still, it's a hard thing for me to swallow. And hopefully one day that just won't be a bitter pill. But it is. I'm going to be honest, because that's fair. Let's be honest. Honesty is what makes the difference here. You want to hear some good stuff. You want to learn. You want to grow. You want to know, how the hell do I get out of it? Well, you can listen here. And trust me, I did. You can too. Back to when my world felt shattered, my perception distorted completely. And I believed everything was against me. I saw patterns that weren't really there, or worse, when real patterns were weaponized against me, and I lost my ability to tell what was truth and what was fear. And here's the truth about illusion. It doesn't just happen to the weak. It doesn't just happen to the unaware. It happens to anyone at the right time in the right conditions. And once you're in, it's damn hard to climb out. I am living, breathing proof of that. You didn't see my journey. but you can tap into it a little bit from my book, Anxiety Mindset Diaries. I think if you listen to the audio version, you'll experience it a little bit deeper. Anyways, the truth is, the deeper you go, the more everything seems to make sense, even lies. And that's exactly what's happening in the world today. Not just today, it's been happening on and off in around here and there in many ways. But right now, I think we're all feeling it, this push in the wrong direction. We need to come together as humans and see through the illusions and the lies. The world is in a rabbit hole. Look around. People aren't just disagreeing anymore. They're at war with each other over ideas, over narratives, over who owns the truth. And I really hate to say this, but people media really does thrive on division. Right now, more than anything I've ever seen in my entire life, and I've been around for a long time, but it's brutal. Algorithms keep us locked in echo chambers. Fear is a business, and that business is booming right now. But you don't have to buy it. You really don't have to buy it. No real single person is pulling strings. No grand villain is masterminding it all. It's just patterns. And the people who see the patterns, they know how to use them. It's not just one thing, it's multiple things. Multiple groups, multiple situations, multiple moments, multiple words, multiple visual stories. Depends on where you're at in the day. It's a rabbit hole. Don't go down. Don't go down. Climb on out. Here's what I see. Because the funny thing is, I'm going to say this as a general about the world and population and people that get mixed in the I'm pissed off mode, I'm stressed out, I'm feeling so angry. Those are all things, they're all negative, right? There's that one side, the other side. There's a scale, people, and you have to feed the right scale. And I had to fight through this with my PTSD. So I sit here now and I know what I fought. I fought the illusions and I even fought the truths because I didn't know which ones were true and which ones were lies. So I had to find myself, ground myself, and literally begin to go, okay, now I can look and start to see what I need to see. This is what our world is going through right now. Do we want engagement? Feed the outrage. Want control? Keep people emotional. Want power? Make people feel powerless. People in my world that I told, for example, when I had PTSD, looking for some kind of understanding and awareness, literally took advantage of that. And it was debilitating and shocking. Devastating, in fact. You know, it stuck me down deeper in a place that I didn't want to seek help because that's what I thought I was going to get. And this is kind of what's going on right now. Feeding the bear. I started this thing called the New Pack, the Mindsets Matters Pack. And the reason I'm calling it a pack is because right now, the world is going into a pack mentality, and there's lots of groups of packs right now. You know what I'm talking about. They're everywhere. But the truth is, what kind of pack do you really want to be a part of? Do you want to be a part of a pack that helps each other, that's loyal to each other, that lifts each other up, holds each other, takes care of each other? Or do you want to be a part of a pack that rips apart other packs? We need to think about this. I know which one I want to be a part of. So, just saying. The cycles, they'll just keep repeating if we don't singularly, individually, and collectively move towards being that stronger pack that is not angry, that moves with awareness, intelligence, collectively, takes care of each other. Because when people believe they're in a fight for their lives, they don't stop to ask, am I actually seeing the full picture? Is this real? Or am I just being guided where someone wants me to go? That's exactly how I felt during my PTSD. And I was lost and couldn't find those answers. And even when I asked or felt like I was being guided where someone wanted me to go, I fell down the slippery slope emotionally and mentally of believing it because I was so trapped in my own mind and my thoughts. And this is what happens when you get distracted by the noise in the world and don't stop and see the full picture. So to climb back, how do you get out? How do you pull yourself out of an illusion when everything feels real? You start by asking your own mind over and over again. Not just once and waiting for the miracle answer. You have to keep tapping at it, because when you keep tapping at it, you knock the walls down. You start by accepting that even you can be fooled by yourself and or whatever's going on around you. So what's the truth? And don't just ask that question once, keep asking it. Keep tapping at that door, and you will start to break the doors and the walls down that are controlling you. You start by realizing that clarity isn't given to you. It's something that you literally fight for. And when you gain it, you know you've got it. And then, wow, all bets are off. Trust me, it's work. It's not simple. When you break free, you see it all differently. You stop reacting. You start thinking. You stop chasing distractions. You focus on what actually matters. You stop being a pawn, and you start being the one who moves the board. And that's what I want for you, because I made it out of a deep, dark, crappy rabbit hole. And if you're stuck in a rabbit hole, any rabbit hole, of fear, doubt, anxiety, heightened anxiety, whatever, the crappy crap, I want you to make it out too. This isn't about fear. It's about power. It's about taking your power back. Thinking for yourself. I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm not here to feed you some other narrative. I'm just here to tell you. The world isn't black and white. There's always more to the story. And if you want to be free, you have to stop letting fear decide your truth. Because once you wake up, you don't walk alone. The ripple effect is a shift in the game. So here are some real questions. What happens when more people wake up? What happens when we stop feeding the negativity? What happens when we shift from fear and anger to faith, hope, kindness, and understanding? And imagine this, the same way negativity spreads, so does clarity. The same way outrage builds, so does awareness. The same way fear fuels control, hope fuels change. And what if the house of cards, the domino effect of division, distraction, and control, started to fall, not into more chaos, but into something better. What if we stopped reacting in fear and anger and started choosing faith and focus? What if we stopped being pulled apart and started seeing each other as part of the same human experience? Wouldn't the world be a better place? Wouldn't we be the ones who shift the pattern? Because here's the truth no one talks about. When you wake up, you don't just free yourself. You free everyone you come into contact with. And when enough people shift, the whole world moves. And I want you to stop right there and think for a minute. I'm getting goosies from the universe. Remember the world the day that 9/11 attack happened. Remember how, oh my God, goosies, everyone in the entire world was shocked, shook, and had emotional compassion, sadness, and heart space for what was happening. Fear was in there too, lots of stuff. But in those moments, maybe it was a minute, maybe it was 5 minutes, maybe it was a little bit more than that here and there, but they were impactful moments that were felt everywhere. Think about it. So the real question isn't just, can you wake up? The real question is, can you help wake up the world together? Because once you see the illusion, you have a choice. Will you be part of the problem, or will you be part of the shift? This is where it begins. Ponder these thoughts for a while. Share this with someone that you might think will benefit. And if you want some more about my climb out of the rabbit hole, feel free to pop on over to the Mindset Space and dive into the private Don't Let Go episodes, where I speak more candidly about what I went through and getting out, because it is possible. Because I got out, and I want that for you too. If nothing else, just come join the Mindsets Matter pack, the new pack of like-minded spirits. We question, we think, we choose. That's it for now. See you soon.